By reading selected excerpts from the sources on the portion of Noah, excerpt number
7.
I got nothing to add. Let's continue reading. It's called the
Mabul mitoch Harabash Mamar Atzei Gofer.
Deluge.
The matter of the flood from Rabash's article Gopher Wood. The flood means evil water. When the who question comes to a person, which is Pharaoh's question, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? And also the wicked one's question, what is this work for you? The Maim, water, which is the flood, is made of those two, the Mi, who, and the Ma, what. By this, the whole world that a person has in Kedusha, in holiness, was obliterated. The advice for this is to go into the Ark, for the Ark, Teva, has the letters of Beit, home. As it's written in the Sulam, in the latter commentary of the Zohar, since home means wisdom. As it's written, in wisdom shall a house be built. The opposite of home is Ark, which is Chasadim, mercies, which is faith above reason, as in for he desires mercy.
Meaning, wherever we have a problem, we can enter the Ark, which is the degree of Bina, and immerse ourselves there, and then nothing belongs to us, nothing can harm us, because the degree of the Teva, of the Ark of Bina, is like a baby or an embryo in a mother's womb. Everything is protected. It's a safe place. And after we acquire the quality of Bina, we can add on to them the our will to receive, to grow there. Then gradually the ark becomes a house that also includes the light of Chochmah. And in this way we grow up. But first of all, wherever we are, whenever we start a new desire, we're in a certain state. The best, most secure thing is to enter the ark. With every flood that we go through in our lives, small or big, we always have to enter a society such that gives us the feeling of an ark, which is the light of Chasadim, entirely to the bestow, and then nothing can harm you. Although it's a deluge on the outside, it's raining, but we are safe in our womb, in the ark, in the upper one. Or in this way, when we hide inside the forces of Bina, he watches after us.
When we hide in the ark, in the force of bestowal, the force of Bina, what does it mean that we add the desire?
We grow up. After that, we grow up. We become a bigger embryo, bigger and bigger still. Accordingly, our ark becomes bigger. We will learn about how it's happening. And after that, we have birth. And then we continue to grow outside of the Noah's Ark. As it's written in the Torah, in the time of the Ark was over, and you come to a state where you come out of the Ark. You begin to grow up and build a different life. We'll learn about it. For the time being, we're in the flood.
Meaning, this is done in while exiting the ark every time again, or
no? We develop during the time of the ark, then we leave it and we begin to connect ourselves also with Malchut and draw the light of Chokhmah and grow, in short. All those states of growth we'll learn about later. For the time being, we're in the flood. And now, as humanity, we need to enter the ark, the connection between us and in the mutual forces of bestowal. That's how we build the ark, and it protects us from every harm. Africa.
Our question is the flood the only obligation for a group to enter the ark? And how does a group enter the ark, please?
Without the flood, humanity cannot enter the ark. He doesn't feel a need. Only through those problems of the flood that the water is finishing man. It's a gvura that's revealed in Bina. On the one hand, it's water. On the other hand, it's gvurot. And then there is no choice. Only to isolate ourselves from the flood. And this is only through connection. Because through connection, we form the true quality of bestowal. Because the flood is not the true Bina, it's the Gvura that's revealed in the Bina. And we are doing the opposite form. Bina is the force of connection. This is what builds. It's also how we speak of the ten. We want to save ourselves from this flood that's around us, build the environment correctly, and then you'll feel that there is nothing that can harm you, no one or nothing. And if God forbid, things are happening in unpleasant states in the group, that's a sign. It's a sign that you disrespect the building of the ark. You need to strengthen it again more and more and more, because we need to go through in the time of the flood until we reach a state that you can exit the ark. If all of the still vegetative animate in us, if all of our egoistic desires, we need to close ourselves, there we need to remain in a state of connection. Even though each one wants to eat the other up and doesn't know how to get along with the other, the ark is such that it works on us in the form of bestowal.
Rav, what?
No. Africa.
Why does Rabash refer to the flood as evil water?
Because that's how it's written. Evil water, meaning gvurot that are revealed in Bina. That's the definition of the flood that wants to destroy everything, to drown everything. Okay.
Да, прав. Нет, на самом деле тот же вопрос был. Вода для нас символ Бины.
I have the same question. We have the waters, and then we have the force of Pharaoh.
No, Pharaoh, and don't bring your philosophies here. It's not Pharaoh or anything. In every place, in every degree, you have a force of reception, force of bestowal. In each and every sphere. In Bina, the force of bestowal, especially, is revealed, but the force of reception is in there. Bina is the essence of Chochmah. Chochmah is the essence of Bina. You have the will to receive, a huge will to receive there. How can Bina be a mother if she doesn't have all these forces to give birth and do everything? Don't get locked in on one quality that you've heard about. Just understand where it's coming from. Bina includes all of creation in it, except all of creation appears in it typically in the form of bestowal. If it's imbalanced, then it's appeared as a flood. What? Think about it. We learned all those things.
What does it mean that humanity needs to enter the ark?
First of all, humanity has to come to a state where it annuls, cancels its ego and wants to be in mutual connection with one another. That's the first correction. This is the meaning of building an ark. And all the qualities of humanity, meaning all the animals and beasts, whoever is there, they can all be together in such a relationship. This is called an ark.
Okay, and what's the current flood?
The flood are the water that contain gvurot. When the evil force is revealed through the water, water is not only the good force. Where is it coming from, you think? Right now, humanity has to build an ark.
Again, this ark, what does it mean? It's self-annulment, it's...
We build from all the desires, our desires, our thoughts, qualities, such a state where everyone wants to come closer to one another in a good, positive way. That's it. We're willing to live together on the face of the earth without eating one another.
The coronavirus is the flood.
Yeah, you can say that. It awakens us to build an ark from our earth. It's okay, Dudi, ask, because later you're going to write about it.
I'm trying to understand what, if we build good relationships between us, then...
Yes, the good relationship between us is how we build an ark. It's not something that should come from the outside. Our quality called Noah. From that quality, we build such an attitude between us that surrounds us, embraces us, protects us, called an ark. And that's how we go through the stage called the flood. Or COVID-19, however you want to call it.
Building the ark in practice, what does it mean?
The relationships between us, they protect us, where each one relates to the other in a good way. Doesn't want to devour one another. We all enter into the same ark, we all understand that we have to refrain from harming one another.
Okay, I got it.
Latin 6.
El arca se puede construir antes del diluvio o viene después del diluvio?
Can you build the ark before the flood or does it come after that we first need to feel the crises?
The flood comes not all at once. There are warnings from the Creator. Now we need to start building, as it's written in the Bible. Then we have to start building the ark. If we could understand well how the Creator is related to us, we would have entered the good connection between us a long time ago. We wouldn't even have to get to such blows like this pandemic and others. And all these blows will be more and more until we build our first correction, the relationship between us where we do not harm one another. Do not harm. If we don't understand that, the force of providence and governance will destroy all the business between us. It will drown many of us in the water of the flood. And eventually, those who wish to build the ark will remain, and those who wish to remain in the ark will remain. Meaning remain in the group where each of us at least don't harm the other.
Una casa es... ¿Por qué dice el texto que una casa es inverso al arca?
Why does the text say that the home is different than the ark? That it's the opposite. That it's the opposite.
Yeah, because the ark works only according to the force of bestowal, and a house is something that has already the force of chokhmah as well. A house you build in chokhmah, and an ark you build in bina.
Dear Rav, how do we harm one another? How does this happen?
Harm, we don't even understand we harm one another, but the fact that we are in constant competition, we reject one another, we don't want to connect to one another correctly, we don't want to help one another, this is the meaning of our ego is revealing itself. What's there to say?
But what should we be careful not to do, for example, friends?
Sir, what not to do? I'm not going to tell you. We're constantly talking about it. Try to do to the other as you would like done to yourself. And that's it.
Excerpt number 8, Rabash. What is a flood of water in the work? We must know what is a flood of water in the work. This flood was the saboteur who obliterated every living thing. It is known that when a person begins to work in the work of bestowal, the body then complains. What is this work for you? What point is there in it that you do not want to work for your own benefit? Since you must see that you will enjoy life, and bestowing means that you will not work for yourself. What benefit will you derive from working to delight the Creator by observing His Torah and Mitzvot, meaning commandments, good deeds, which He has commanded us through Moses? Will He reward you for your work that you labor in Torah and Mitzvot? To this, you tell me that you want to work without reward. How is it possible to understand such a thing as working for no reward? It makes no sense. Our inherent nature is a desire to receive delight and pleasure. And if we exert in something, it must be that we are receiving delight and pleasure in return for our efforts. Thus, it is against our nature. This is called the what argument.
Pity 9.
Rav, he says that the flood, that it obliterates every living thing, and before it was about a person in sanctity. So what does the flood do?
The flood works especially on those people who are on the path to correction. All of humanity is actually entering it. Don't look at humanity or why are they suffering, what's happening to them. Rather, everyone should already be advancing towards the correction of their qualities according to the Creator. And if they're not in it, if they're not moving in the right pace, the upper force works on them accordingly and arranges such states called a flood.
But why did he say that it obliterates everything of what a person has in sanctity in the previous excerpt?
Of course, because what do you have left? All the things that you've had before are all erased. You feel yourself extremely threatened by the forces of the upper forces of nature, the Creator. It doesn't matter.
It sounds like it's the opposite. He only leaves what he has in Kedusha, not that he removes it.
He leaves to you only to build an ark, nothing besides that. If he says that, the ground is going to drop from beneath your feet, you'll have no foundation, you won't be able to exist. You won't be able to subsist on animal food, spiritual food. You simply come from the upper force, which is good, who does good. Now you get the flood, because you are opposite to the good who does good. And then he drowns you.
Why are the animals saved in the ark and not human beings?
What do you mean? All the qualities of men have to enter the ark as well. We all enter, all of us, in the ark. This is called a still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Everyone enters into the ark, and we must maintain ourselves there for a while, like an embryo in his mother's womb, until we grow in such a way there that allows us to now exist outside of the ark.
So why weren't people put into the ark? Because it was just the animals other than Noah and...
No, that's enough. Noah and his family symbolize the degree of men.
Belarus.
Рав, я надеюсь, что вопрос уместен. Вот с ковчегом ассоциация парности, что всего по.
I hope this question is in place. The connection to in the ark was coupling. Everything came in couples.
The Creator created one corresponding to the other. Each quality has its opposite quality, and each has the right to exist, and that's why all of them enter the ark under the forces of Bina and are there to protect from the waters of the flood. The difference between the water of the flood and the ark and the Bina is that inside the ark, they want to receive nothing. They are inside the Bina, the degree of Bina, they're protected. Outside of the ark, the evil water, the forces of Bina, through which the forces of reception appear. There are a lot of such discernments there that sadly we're not able to get to anything.
Info has some questions about the World Convention.
Go ahead, Info.
Yes, hello, dear Raf, dear friends. We are the global social team, and we are very, very happy to announce that on 11 and 12 December this year, we are going to have a great, great World Congress. So we want to ask some questions regarding the Congress. Please, Nif.
Our first question is, 2 days ago, Rav, you raised this need. You wanted to scrutinize what is this need that you felt that we are at a convention now, specifically.
I can't even say it. I feel like we need to add more and more to the connection between us. Just as we discussed it today, we need to absorb the upper force during the lesson, and then after the lesson try to disseminate it outside of us, that will be such like a piston. We work, we suck from the lesson and we pump to the world. So I think the World Congress is a development in the attitude we can carry out. So it will be 11th and
12th. 11, 12 of December, the first candle of Hanukkah.
I see, good. So I'm putting it in my calendar.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот в каком состоянии мы должны войти в Конгресс и в каком выйти?
Dear Rav, in what state do we need to enter the convention and in what state do we need to come out of the convention?
It's the same general direction as in the lesson. It's like in every gathering that we have. We simply want, from the connection between us, we want to draw more of the upper force in order to connect between us, and from the connection between us to pass it in a huge kind of blow to the whole world. We feel that the world needs it with each passing day. We're going to begin to feel how all the old businesses that everyone thought they could just wait for these stages of coronavirus to pass. We'll see how they are starting to shut down. People will be more, will be laid off more. They'll have no food to eat. How will we get along with it? The world is not ready for all those things. It's not like they gave out a few gifts during the beginning of the pandemic. Now we're entering in a new state that will continue. It's not a temporary thing. So we have to explain to everyone the benefit that we can get from all these states, and how do we protect ourselves so we all have at least such a level of living that we can go through it in a good way. And that's what we learned about in the Ark. We have to build such a state where everyone will have room, no one is devouring the other, we all care about the others, we build the ark, our entire planet of Earth is going to enter a state of an ark during the flood. The flood will be, there's nothing we can do with our ego, but we ourselves behave in an opposite manner, meaning we build between us such states that help us survive. If we all speak, if you all think about it, we'll discover that life can be much better and safer. I think that should be the general directive for the Congress. How do we build a new world in such a way that ensures room for everyone? Because until then, more and more unbearable states will be revealed. They could come into such, it could erupt in wars, and we need to explain it in advance.
Info. Okay, dear Rav, we have another question. It's also very important. We wanted to know, what do you feel about the process, or what do you think about the process we should go through the Congress? This will help us to select the topics of the lessons. So what can you tell us about this, please, Rav?
I think that, you know, we had a congress once where we built a ship. How do we go through life in the correct way? I think this was only in a group. It's probably worthwhile to see the videos from it, but I think that now we have to build an arc between us and feel what it means to be in an arc. How do we invite all humanity into the arc according to their desire, but we are ready, or at least show them an example of how the place of salvation should look like. Let's think about it. There are people who can do it beautifully. Info?
It's enough for today. Thank you. We have some announcements. The schedule, so today we have a recorded lesson from 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time. Then from 7 to 7:30 p.m. we have a workshop with our instructors, and we have meetings with tens from all around the world according to the schedule that was sent.
Her insanın yüreği bir sözü demek ister. Her insanın canı bir yolda gitmek ister. Her ser insan durur, boş bak olmak çalışır. Bu fikri özünle her yola o aparır. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir tadı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu isteyirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. İstirik biz ancak tüm dünya hoşbakt olsun. Her canın yüreğinde sevgi canında olsun. Ancak bu güzel yolda yürek çoklu sevinir. İnsan insana sevgi dost kardeş olar. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir adı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu isteyirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırız. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik, lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik.